Welcome to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's live a little bit, laugh a lot, and have a good time. Today we have episode 2 with Shaheem and Kiana. We're going to be talking about social media and relationships and how they feel about these things. You ready? Okay, so what are we talking about? What brings you here to discuss social media and relationships?
So today,
I'm ready. Listen,
today we're going to be talking about the difference between the two, relationships and social media relationships.
Okay, so what's the difference? What's the big deal?
The difference is that like social media relationships are like it's distance and you like how can I explain it like. There's not enough consistency. There you go. And that the connections don't get better if you have a relationship over social media versus having a relationship like in person.
Interesting. What is your take on this?
Well, I believe that the difference between a social media relationship and a reality relationship is like, I don't know how you put this. Like, when you have a social media relationship, it's like someone hides behind a screen. All y'all can do is FaceTime and text. But in reality, you get to see, you get to hug, you get to communicate face-to-face, one-on-one, you know, talk.
Okay, so how do you start a social media relationship?
Like easy, you slide in the DMs.
And then you just keep it on social media?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can take it to iMessage or messages, but yeah.
So do you ever meet in person?
I don't know.
Depends on where the person is. Because, you know, some people do social media relationships out of state.
Yes, it could be in different cities, states, Philadelphia to Jersey. To Georgia.
Okay, so it's like a pen pal.
Yeah, pretty much.
You write letters too?
No. I don't know.
That's interesting. So who has a social media relationship going on now?
Shaheem.
No. Don't talk about him. No.
That's good.
Not Ice. How about you?
Not Ice has the cat.
So, tell us, what is your experience?
With what?
What social media relationship? Since you know so much about it.
I said relationships. I didn't say social media relationships.
You don't know? You don't have no experiment?
No.
I said experiment. I'm an experiment. So tell us about the cheating thing.
Cheating, I guess. It just happens because this is life. But at the same time, it's like, why cheat? Why not? I just feel as though, why cheat if you're not going to tell the person that you want? No, I don't know how to put it, but like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
So you got cheated on by somebody you was just liking their pictures. How does that even happen?
I don't believe in the cheating by liking pictures because everybody likes people pictures. I like people pictures.
So you cheating?
No, I feel as though, it's not cheating, but like the other partner get jealous and. They mindset, they think it's cheating.
So, would you think that's cheating?
No.
Lies. So, this is all happening with a social relationship, though. Like, you haven't seen these people in person. It's just... how you get jealous of somebody you never met?
Exactly. My point, exactly.
So, you're out here being jealous over somebody you don't even know. I am concerned. You out here heartbroken. That's not good.
Nope.
So what do you consider cheating on social media?
Oh, I got receipts too. actually, wow, I don't think I have enough time to give an example, but
give an example. Let us know how you cheated.
Oh, okay. Since y'all asked. All right. So, so once upon a time, so how can I start it off? All right. So, I had posted on my story.
Yes.
And my ex was reacting to my story. So, at that time, my ex and the other person I was talking to, they was going out at the time. So, I opened my DMs. I saw his messages. So, I screenshotted those messages and sent it to the person I was talking to. So, that's when I said, get your mans out my DMs because such and such. I forgot what I said. But that's when he said that, are you sure that's him? I said, I'm positive that's him. He was, so that's when he added us three in the group chat.
Wow, skin serious.
So, in that group chat, I was just like, you know, going up for them. So I was like, stay on my DMs because you got somebody and you're in a relationship, so...
So didn't work out.
They basically, long story short, they try to make me jealous because they was together.
Okay, wow. Was you were you jealous?
Heavens no.
Heavens
no. So you wasn't even a little bit jealous?
Nope.
So now you're single and they still together?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm jealous. Sucks. I'm cracking it.
No, it don't suck.
Okay. So what can we do better in social media relationships?
Be honest with people.
Yes, he is serious. Be honest with people. I'm cracking up. Let's be honest out here. So you guys don't have to go through what he's going through, being in group messages, everybody's together, talking about nothing, making each other jealous. So y'all were just telling people to just be honest in social media relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aw. Are you still suffering?
Nope.
Okay.
The suffering is gone.
I'm cracking up. So Shaheem is done suffering from... his social media cheating. Kiana is not dating at this time. So this is just like, you know, us first doing a little show with teenagers, just talking about different things. Today's topic was social media and relationships. And we'll have more topics to follow. So yeah, just stay tuned for the next show. Thank you for tuning in to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's joke a little, laugh a lot. You can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices.